Track 4. Arrests made after police seize. Drugs with a street value of more than £10,000 have been seized by police in Ashburton, with two men being arrested in connection. Having carried out inquiries after noticing some suspicious behaviour in the area, officers from the South Devon Proactive Team searched two men under Section 23 of the Misuse of Drugs Act. A quantity of drugs were located, which led officers to search a nearby address where they located a rucksack of suspected cannabis and heroin, with an estimated street value of more than £10,000. Drug paraphernalia, including scales, packaging, multiple mobile phones and SIM cards, were also found and seized. Two local men, aged 52 and 53, were arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of heroin and possession of a controlled drug. The two men have been released on bail while inquiries continue.
Woman jailed after setting light to car. A homeless woman has been jailed for setting light to a car just metres away from Newton Abbott Police Station. Melanie Belshaw, 40, stuffed firelighters up the exhaust pipe of the Mazda in Newfoundland Way car park and then walked the short distance to tell the police what she had done. She told them it was a cry for help because she was homeless, sleeping in a tent and unable to access mental health care she thought she needed. She told police she hoped the car would explode, but officers took the fire extinguisher to control the blaze before firefighters arrived. Bolshaw started another fire 3 months later in a hotel room where she was housed by the local authority. She burned a pair of knickers because they had carried bad memories of her ex-partner. She fled the fire-damaged room and police feared for her safety until they found her sleeping rough nearby, Exeter Crown Court was told. Belshaw, 40, formerly of Tynmouth and now of no fixed address, admitted two arsons and was jailed for a year and 8 months by Judge James Adkin. He told her, "I have considered the psychiatric report, which says you do not suffer from a treatable condition. It seems psychological distress seems to manifest itself in a tendency to set fires." Mr. Chris Cudahy, defending, said she'd been in trouble with the police when much younger, but settled down with a partner and has two young children. Her problems resurfaced after the relationship broke up, she became homeless, and the children were looked after by other family. She started to suffer mental health issues, and the fires were a cry for help.
Plans to replace dilapidated hut. Plans have been submitted to replace a dilapidated beach hut in Tynmouth. The hut on the river beach is in a tired state and the application to Tynbridge Council planners is looking to build a new hut aimed at improving its appearance and ability to endure exposure to the weather. In a statement, the owners say they want to remove the current building and construct a replacement to fit in with neighbouring huts. The impact of the replacement hut will be negligible and will in fact improve the appearance of what is there. The plans also include installing solar PV to the southwest facing elevation to contribute to bringing down the carbon footprint. Access to the beach hut will remain very much the same as it is now. The statement added, "It is hoped Tynbridge District Council and Conservation Team agree that we are working to preserve the appearance of the area. The changes are minimal and modest and simple, and the beach hut will be constructed in a manner which should endure the exposure of the weather if approved. The river beach huts are in a conservation area near the lifeboat station. Data shown on an ordnance survey map indicates that there have been structures of some sort on this site dating back to 1937.
Shoplifting hits 20-year high. Security experts in Newton Abbott believe the real cost of shoplifting is much higher than the 30% increase revealed by figures just released. Incidents of theft from shops have shot up dramatically, according to the Office for National Statistics. But Tom Hurst, who manages Newton Abbott Security Trust, says many retailers don't bother reporting incidents. He told the Mid Devon Advertiser, "In my opinion, the real figure will be higher. Not everything gets reported. Often it's too much hassle, particularly for smaller shops. In Devon and Cornwall, statistics show reported shoplifting incidents rose to 7,651 last year, compared to 5,583 in 2022. The ongoing cost of living crisis has been blamed for the rise, which means shoplifting is at its highest level for 20 years. While the cost of living crisis is undoubtedly part of the problem, Tom says some of the thefts are by organised gangs who travel to the area from Bristol and London solely to carry out shoplifting sprees. Everyone is getting hit, he says, national shops and local ones. With the gangs, it's a matter of greed, like big business and making money. Last week, the NAST team caught a group of three thieves who had £1,750 worth of stolen goods.
Devolution deal, a right Devon fudge, says councillor. Money earmarked for a new devolution deal in Devon would be better spent fixing potholes, according to Exminster's councillor Alan Connett. He was speaking as attempts by Devon's opposition parties to delay a decision about getting more decision-making powers from government, but combining their own powers failed. The controlling Conservatives voted in favour of the plan after an at times febrile full council debate on devolution at Devon County Council. Lib Dem, Labour and independent councillors all raised concerns about the proposals. The special meeting of the full council was called to ratify the Cabinet's decision to press ahead with plans to create a combined county authority with Torbay. Councillor Connacht called the proposal a right Devon fudge. He said, "This is an extra layer of bureaucracy and suggests we want to spend more money on local government red tape than actually doing things." The £1 million pledged to fund the first 3 years of costs of running the CCA would be better spent fixing potholes or solving road drainage problems. Part of the debate focused on how Team Devon, an initiative including business, education, skills and the public sector, would be factored in and how much control Devon councillors would have. Opponents questioned whether this was devolution, bringing decision-making closer to the electorate, or creating another level of government where people are appointed, not elected. Concerns were also raised that Torbay could disproportionately benefit, while Torbay has 139,000 residents compared to Devon's 750,000, both councils will each have three voting members. And there were concerns about the long-term cost and potential impact. But the initial proposal to submit Devon's bid to create a CCA with Torbay to the government was agreed.